Blessed are the meek, who practice self-restraint and self-control. In the ancient world in which Jesus lived, the concept of meekness was very different from today. Today the word meek is often used as a synonym for weak. So we often think of a meek person as a weak person, a wimp, a wuss, a gutless wonder, a scrawny, cowardly individual. But in Jesus' day, the word meek was often used to connote quiet, controlled, internal strength of character, which opponents would interpret as a sign of weakness at their own peril. The word prowl, which we translate as meek, actually had two separate but interrelated meanings. The first meaning was neither too much nor too little anger, but just the right amount of righteous indignation to address any grievous wrong. The second meaning was separate from but related to the first. It was used about domesticating wild horses, harnessing the explosive potency of their primal spirited power. So when Jesus talked about the meek, he was talking about people who practiced spirited but non-reactive self-restraint and powerful but non-violent self-control in the face of violent provocation. There is a great danger in getting angry. When we get angry, we want to hit back at people who have hurt us or hurt those whom we love. And when we hit back, we attempt to hurt them as they hurt us. We call them names, which dehumanize them or demonize them, and then set out to destroy them. September 11, 2001, Osama bin Laden ordered an attack on the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center at the heart of the so-called Satanic Empire, killing more than 2,000 innocent Americans. In retaliation, George Bush ordered an attack on Osama bin Laden in Afghanistan and an attack on the tyrant Saddam Hussein in Iraq, leading to the deaths of over 100,000 innocent civilians. So it's not surprising that Jesus said, "You've heard that it was said, do not murder, and anyone who murders will be subject to judgment. But I tell you that anyone who is angry with his brother will be subject to judgment. And again, anyone who says to his brother, Raka, or a fool, will be in danger of the fires of hell." However, while Jesus said there is grave danger in getting mad and calling people names, Jesus does not say that we should not be angry and never call anyone a fool. There's plenty of evidence that Jesus got angry and called the Pharisees fools. His statements here are not prescriptive, but descriptive. He depicts a violent cycle of action and reaction we can get stuck in if we're not careful by being annoyed with one another and insulting one another. Yet he does not tell his disciples not to be angry. He tells them, as Paul reminds us, to be angry, but to sin not. Jesus shows us how we can be angry yet without sin at the tomb of Lazarus. John says that when Jesus was confronted with his friend's death, he was deeply moved. The word we translate as deeply moved is embrimomai. It means to snort in spirit. It is the word used to describe a stallion rearing up on its hind legs, tearing the air with its hooves and snorting before it charges into battle. By using this word repeatedly, John is saying Jesus got really, really wild about the needless death of his friends and was mad enough to do something about it, even though it looked impossible. But unlike many of us who get mad, Jesus made sure he channeled his rage constructively. He didn't react and return evil for evil. He acted proactively, overcoming evil with good. Now, the only way we will ever be able to act proactively like Jesus did is if we practice self-control to such a degree that we do not react but respond with self-constraint, regardless of the way that other people treat us. Jesus says we can practice proactive self-control by learning to turn the other cheek, to go the second mile, and to give people the shirt off our own back. He says, if someone strikes you on the right cheek, turn to them the other also. And if someone wants to sue you and take your tunic, give them your cloak as well. If someone forces you to go 1 mile, go with them 2 miles. Give to the one who asks you and do not turn away from one who wants to borrow from you. Jesus says, do unto others as you would have them do to you. Do not treat others as they treat you, nor as they might treat you, but as you would like them to treat you. regardless of the way they actually do treat you. But Jesus says, you have heard, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be sons and daughters of your Father in heaven. He causes the sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. Jesus said, blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth, advisedly. Because if we are meek, like our sister Gladys Staines, who forgave her enemies, there is more than enough room in the world for all of us, friends and enemies alike. But if we are not meek and want to bomb the hell out of our enemies, like our brother George Bush, there will be no earth left for us to inherit.